Ever feel like you're throwing darts blindfolded when it comes to your marketing budget? You know, just kind of hoping for the best.
Hoping something sticks.
Yeah, exactly. But what if we told you there's a way to remove the guesswork and make every single dollar work harder for you?
That's what we're diving into today. We're uncovering the power of MROAS with a fascinating case study that, let's just say it's going to change the way you think about marketing spend, hopefully.
That's a pretty big promise, but we like those around here. All right, so MROAS, it stands for Marginal Return on Ad Spend, and today we are looking at how one energy company used this to figure out exactly where to put their marketing dollars for, well, the absolute biggest bang for their buck.
And they had a pretty complicated marketing mix, too. I mean, they were running TV spots, experimenting with social media campaigns on Facebook, dipping their toes in paid search.
They were doing it all, huh?
Pretty much. But the interesting thing is, instead of just looking at their overall return on ad spend, which you know is important, they took it a step further with this MROAS thing.
So for those of us who might not be totally familiar with it, how's MROAS different from plain old ROAS?
Okay, so think of it like this. ROAS gives you the big picture. It tells you how a channel performed overall, you know, if you're looking at the whole pie.
Okay, makes sense.
But MROAS is where things get really interesting. It zooms in on the margins, you see. It's about understanding the return you get on each extra dollar you invest, not just that average across the board.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. So it's not just about the taste of the whole pie. It's about finding those slices that really pack a punch.
Now you're getting it. It's all about identifying those areas where just a little bit more investment right now can lead to a much bigger payoff down the line. It's that simple.
I like it. So what happened with this energy company? They analyze all their channels, look at things under the MROAS microscope. What did they find?
Well, get this. When they just looked at ROAS, their initial thought was to double down on TV advertising.
Because it was performing well overall.
Exactly. TV was giving them a decent return. But, and here's the kicker, their MROAS analysis revealed that pumping more money into those same TV spots wasn't actually going to move the needle as much as they thought it would.
So even though it was working, it wasn't necessarily the best place to put more of their money.
Right. And what's really interesting is that MROAS pointed them towards two unexpected powerhouses. Facebook, which, you know, can be hit or miss sometimes, and this very specific segment of their TV campaigns that they were calling TV1 internally, those were their highest MROAS opportunities.
Hold on. I need to back up for a second. Facebook.
Yeah.
Seriously. What was it about Facebook and TV1 that made them such MROAS standouts?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. And unfortunately, this particular case study didn't delve into the specifics of why,
yeah,
but we can speculate a little.
I love a good speculation.
Don't you? So maybe the energy company's target audience, maybe they were just way more active on Facebook than anyone initially realized. Or, and this is just a thought, it could be that the creative they were using, the messaging in that TV1 segment, maybe that was resonating really, really strongly with a certain niche group of customers.
So even though other channels looked good on paper, these were kind of like those hidden gem channels where the real growth potential was hiding.
You got it. And this is something that businesses across all industries should be thinking about. You know, you could be getting a decent return on a certain strategy, but there's always that chance, there's that potential that there's some untapped well within that strategy where your next dollar could make a huge difference. That's the beauty of MROAS. It helps you zero in on that.
This is blowing my mind right now. It's like a whole new world of marketing has just opened up to me.
Yep.
But how do we actually put this into practice? It sounds like we need to consider our audience, our current marketing performance, our different customer segments.
You do. It can feel a little overwhelming, but honestly, it doesn't have to be. Start by looking at your customer lifetime value. You know that CLTV? That helps you understand how much each customer is worth to you over the long haul. And when you combine that with your MROAS insights, you can begin to pinpoint those acquisition channels that don't just bring in any old customer, but the kind that sticks around, the ones that become those high-value repeat buyers.
Okay, so we're talking about making our marketing budget work smarter, not just harder. I can get behind that for sure.
100%. Okay, imagine this. You're a fashion retailer, right? And you're doing a lot of online advertising, running email campaigns, the whole nine yards. Now, your overall ROAS for both of those, it might look pretty similar.
Okay, I'm with you.
But then You do some digging with MRIS and boom, suddenly you see that for every extra dollar you put towards, say, a very specific type of targeted ad on social media, you're bringing in customers who, over their lifetime, end up spending twice as much compared to those who came in through your, you know, more general email blasts. That's a game changer.
That's huge. And I think this is why we do these deep dives. It's not enough to just learn a new marketing term. We've got to understand the why behind it. We've got to explore how it can completely transform our strategies. So if you're as fascinated by this whole MROAS thing as I am, and let's be honest, how could you not be? The brilliant minds behind this energy company case study, they were kind enough to share their contact info, and you can find it right there in the show notes. These are the experts in uncovering hidden potential, people. Mm-hmm. So don't hesitate to reach out. Your future marketing ROI might just depend on it.